what do you put under your bed that keeps it warm in the wintertime? I mean, not under your bed, but under your bedspread.
Oh, a blanket.
What's your homemade?
Quilt?
Yeah. Now, what would you make out of these quilts onto the floor that children, they come stay up and they might lay on and sleep on?
I always use quilts.
What would you call it, you know, if you
tent?
All right, now these questions have to do with the land. Now, if you had farmland and the soil was real rich and black, what would you say it was? Now, what about low-lying grassland that was just, that nothing grew there but grass and didn't?
Marshy.
And what about a piece of, like you had clover and alfalfa on it just for grazing?
Pasture.
Would you say a meadow or?
You still pasture. Do you have pasture there?
Well, is that what y'all call it if you just put them out? Well, suppose there was a land that water was standing on the trees and you didn't grow anything there. It was just a... Well, say it was marshy and all, what would you call that? Yeah, her swamp? Well, what would you call it then?
Yeah, she's called a swamp.
And this is a place that was down by the ocean where the grass grows up around it. And you call that marshy?
I don't think so.
Is there anything any different between a marsh and a swamp?
Yeah, I guess so. Marshy is a little wet.
And what would be in the swamp then?
I don't know. Sometimes it is a swamp.
Well, it's about the same thing. You said you call good rich soil fertile. Mm-hmm. What would you call poor soil that nothing grows? Nothing grows in it.
I call it sand, poor soil.
And
clay.
What's long? What's the loam?
Low
A-N-M. Loam.
That's a good soil. It's a kind of a dirt. Usually it's a soapstone or something that's wrong.
Okay. What would you call it if people were getting the water off their marshes? Just say they were
draining it out of it.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that you dug to drain it off with it?
Ditch.
Yeah. What about not a river, but what's something just a little bit smaller than a river?
Call it a branch, a brook.
And what they run off into the sea, you know, it's just not a little stream or a branch, but it's this water, like chopped hatching.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other water that runs around here? What type of stream is it?
Called a brook, I reckon.
What about a creek?
Creek.
What's a neat narrow valley that's that cuts across a stream of water in the woods?
A narrow valley.
Mm-hmm. Like a ditch or
mm-hmm.
How about ravines?
I don't know. We call them gullies. Sometimes.
What it is then if there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut a canal? It's made a hole, sometimes it'll wash a hole. What would you
call that gully?
Now what, in order, what would you say was the smallest part of water that run? You know, you mentioned a branch and a creek and a river. Which would be the smallest?
Branch.
And then next?
A branch and a...
What would a creek or a river come next?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any, can you name any of the streams and creeks that run around here?
The biggest creek over here goes to the river.
What about the, what's the name of the resident?
Chuck Hatchell and the Pugh.
Yeah. What do you call a very small, you know, it's not a mountain, but a little
hill?
Yeah. And what do you call a very large one, right, bigger than a hill? And I just named it. What?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the rocky side of a mountain.